All right. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It's time now for another edition of our Community Connection. And the lovely Ms. Joni Elmore joins us in studio. How are you doing today, Joni?
I am doing great, Tom. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing super, but you know what? We could always do a little bit better, and I understand you're going to tell us a little bit about that today.
Oh, I am. I am. I'm here to talk today about literacy services at the Bartlesville Public Library, and I've been here a number of times telling people about our wonderful services.
Oh, and there are plenty.
Right. So I can do just a little tiny review. We are on the second floor of the Bartlesville Public Library. Mm-hmm. We are called Literacy Services.
Yep.
And we are there to teach reading to those who have fallen behind. And we also teach ELL learners. Those are learners that do not speak English as their first language. Mm-hmm. So we help move them along in their ability to understand and converse in English. And then, of course, we always want to inspire them, if we can, to become citizens of the United States. And I have a wonderful news for you.
Well, go for it. Let's hear it.
We have 9 new citizens.
Well, welcome.
And it is not easy to do this. We've talked about this before. Sometimes I come and I speak about one aspect of our program, and we've spoken about citizenship mm-hmm. before, but yes. I'd like to do that again coming
Let's do
up
that.
Soon. But yes, they go through rigorous training, but we make it easy for them. And then, of course, all that they have to do is in the English language. They go to Oklahoma City and they take their exam. Mm-hmm. And then they go through a wonderful ceremony, which actually seals their experience into being a citizen of the United States.
And so, it's a beautiful thing.
Well, it just brings tears to your eyes. Okay. It's just amazing. And to have 9 new citizens, we are so proud, so proud. And we're hoping for even more. We've got 3 or 4 more that are still studying. It is a process. Sometimes it takes up to 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we're so proud about that. I just had to put a little bug in everybody's ear about that.
Yes.
And we're always there for those who have fallen behind in their reading skills. Mm-hmm. Who knows how that happens? Lots of different things. Mm-hmm. It can be intergenerational poverty. It can be trauma. It can be moving around the country. It can be dyslexia. There are many things that cause people to fall behind in their reading skills. But we do have a nice influx of those who do not speak English as their first language who come to us to better themselves in functioning in our community, in mm-hmm. our world, getting better jobs. And so we're always there for those people, but we also have a wonderful arm of our program that some people know about, but they don't really know how it contributes or how they can take part in it. And what it is the health literacy arm of our program.
Health literacy. Well, you guys are expanding all the time.
Right. And most people don't even know what health literacy is.
Fill us in.
Well, if you get down to just talking in layman's terms, it's mm-hmm. just how to implement health into your life and to sustain it mm-hmm. and to improve upon it. So it's the ability to process health information and to implement it, or health experiences.
Mm-hmm.
So we find that one of the easiest ways to do that is to help people with diet and exercise, because everybody's interested in it.
They are.
Right. So we have 2 wonderful people in our program, our director, Karen Kerr-McGraw, and her assistant, Cheryl Doris, who write wonderful grants. And they actually get all of these courses and teachers supplied for, so that the community can come free to everything that we offer.
Hmm.
So did you know that?
I did not know that.
Did you know that all of the classes that you see happening at Unity Square have happened most, well, maybe there's a couple of or 2 independent classes, but most of them are part of the health literacy program of the Bartlesville Public Library.
I did not know that.
Well, an interesting thing happened, because when the pandemic hit, or let's say before the pandemic,
yes.
everything was in our room A inside of the library, so it wasn't quite as visible. And then we thought, how can we continue our program and have it not falter mm-hmm. through this pandemic? And if we joined hands with the Bartlesville Community Center and started having everything outside.
There you go.
So when you see people exercising up there on that wonderful community stage mm-hmm. at the Bartlesville Community Center, most generally they are part of the Bartlesville Public Library free exercise program, which is health literacy for us.
quite good.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It is.
So, this fall, we have so many neat classes that are coming up. We offer Rev Plus Flow. Now, don't ask me what every one of these classes contains, because they're new, they're innovative, and the instructors are always getting new ideas. But this is Rev Plus Flow, and that is a way to rev up that heart rate, get it going, and actually flow and sustain it. We have Pound, which is a really intense, high energy class. Mm-hmm. And a lot of, you know, moving the knees and legs and doing some intense work, cardio work.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have yoga. Everybody loves yoga. And we are generally just, our classes are filled to the brim on yoga. And then we have gentle yoga, which is for beginners and those who might be creeping up the ladder in their age response, or maybe they have had... maybe they have had surgeries that keep mm-hmm. them from, or prevent them from doing all the intense yoga moves. This is gentle yoga.
So it gets you beginning to stretch a little.
Oh, stretch yeah. and move and do some of the beginning poses, but not to facilitate movement, but not to do anything that would injure you in any way. And then we have Tai Chi, which is my favorite. And Tai Chi is a wonderful mental exercise as well as... kind of a karate that moves in and out. It's basically in its origin, it's Chinese, of course. And it is just wonderful. And it helps you with keeping your mind fresh because you have to remember lots of movements and you have to be able to repeat them. But they're very interesting, very stretching, and it's really a lot of fun. And if anybody hasn't become a part of Tai Chi, they might want to note that. And of course, we only are focus on the exercise portions. We don't go into any religious background and anything that comes from mm-hmm. different countries. It's exercise only. We have Dance and Define, which is a fun way to integrate dance into your life. And we have Extreme Hip Hop. This sounds like something from Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, yeah, it does a little bit, but it also sounds pretty fun.
I know. We have Body Weight Blast for those who want to use weights okay. to help their body weight mass mm-hmm. and to exercise. We have Zumba with Tara, and we have Zumba with B. Those are two different level classes. And I'll tell you in a minute just how people can find out about that. But let me backtrack just a little bit to tell you that Oklahoma has never been very high on the chart with health literacy. Well, let's say this a little differently. We've been high on the chart in the wrong direction. In fact, in 2019, we were 50th in the country. When you are 50th, that means you are not first. That means you're last. So having a program like health literacy to help people improve this mm-hmm. is really important to us. We advocate for the community. And you might say, well, why in the world do Oklahomans rank so poorly in health literacy? One of the reasons has to do with our diet. Heart and heart disease is high in Oklahoma. Something else is high in Oklahoma, obesity. We don't want to be a part of that, do we, Tom?
No, I tried it. It's not fun. Getting there was a blast, because, boy, food tastes good, but I was eating the wrong kind.
We don't consume as mm-hmm. many fruits and vegetables as we should, and we have low rates of physical activity. Mm-hmm. So, you know, as Oklahomans, we were raised on fried chicken and mashed potatoes and gravy and
biscuits.
Even if we had green beans, we'd put a lot of bacon fat in it and grease.
Oh,
and
yeah,
it taste
of course.
Wonderful. And cherry cobbler, peach cobbler, lots of ice cream,
yeah.
all of that.
Yeah.
Well, here's how we curb that.
Yeah.
We have two wonderful cooking classes this fall. And what we do is we try to get people out of the fast food restaurants. We try to get them out of the high fat foods if we can. And teach them just a little bit different way to cook and eat. And we like to entice people to be in their kitchens
mm-hmm.
instead of in their cars eating. Think that would help, don't you?
It's a lot more comfortable, and it just seems like it would just be a better setting anyway.
Absolutely. Well, starting September 7th, we will have Susan Miller back with us for the whole entire year. Now, Susan used to be the owner and the main chef for the Rolling Pin, and now she is one of our wonderful chefs. And the name of her show is called In the Kitchen with Susan, and it is the first Tuesday of every month at 12 o'clock, and she just does healthy, wonderful cooking. Things that people want to make, they want to learn to make. Mm-hmm. And she does a few substitutions here and there for some ways to use ingredients that are better for you. And she is just such a wonderful cook, is a wonderful, charming personality. And this year we're going to try having people back into the library. You know, we're having a little bit of a struggle here with the virus again.
The variant.
Nationally, the variant. So, but we're still going to allow people to come into our cooking classes. If we get too many, we may have to require masks, but we're not there at this point yet. But, and when you come to our cooking classes live, you get to taste what Susan makes.
Bonus.
And we also do it on Facebook Live.
Mm-hmm.
So that's coming right up on September 7th. Of course, backtracking just a little bit to our exercise classes. They're ongoing, but we have new ones starting September 13th. So we're going to get moving on all of those classes being available. And I'll tell people how to find that information. But we also have a brand new cook. Do you want to say something? I can see you taking
breath. No, I'm sitting here just salivating. Don't mind me.
I'm taking all my time up and using it to the best advantage,
there
right?
There you go.
Okay, we have a brand new cook. Her name is Barb Kelly. And she's going to be doing a cooking class on the third Thursday of every month at 12 o'clock noon. We do this so people who work can come.
Got it.
And the name of her show is going to be Cooking Smart with Barb. And she is doing super wholesome, super clean cooking. Healthy ingredient substitutions, and some vegetarian and even vegan recipes. So she's going to hit on a lot of things that will help you to make better choices. That's why it's called Cooking Smart. So, for instance, let me just give you an example. Maybe you think that white flour is not an ingredient that you want to cook with. She's going to teach you how to do it with almond flour.
I gotcha.
She will be teaching you how to substitute all kinds of good ingredients that are healthy for ones that maybe are not as healthy. Absolutely. So we have a whole round of exercise. We have a whole round of cooking to share with everybody. We want to get Oklahoma's rating back down. We want to go down, not up. By the way, I told you that terrible rating. That was 2019. We are down to 48th. We want to go back down to like 46th or 45th. We'd like to be first in the nation, but it might take us a while to get there.
Yeah.
But with the program at the Bartlesville Public Library in Literacy Services, we think we might be well on our way.
There you go. We're heading in the right direction anyway.
Right. So let me tell people how they can find out about all those incredible classes that I mentioned.
Let's do that.
There's so many of them. You'd say, well, how do I know when it meets? How do I know what time it is? Whether it will be inside or outside. Let me mention that as the weather gets a little bit inclement, we will be pulling some of the classes into the library. And here's how you can find out if the class you want for that day is outside or inside. You can Google Bartlesville Public Library, and that is www.bartlesville.lib.ok.us. It's really easier if you Google it.
It is.
Right. And then you go up in the little tabs at the top, it says Departments. And when you click on that, then you'll see Literacy Services. And when you click on that, this wonderful calendar comes up with all of the different classes.
Kaboom, like that.
Right. They're even color-coded. They show you what day, what time, and if whether or not they're continuing classes, you know, whether it's a one time or not. And then there will be an asterisk by the ones at Unity Square and two asterisks by the ones that are going to be inside. And we also want to just mention quickly that we have wellness classes that are coming up on insurance, on how to implement Medicare insurance into your life, how to find insurance after COVID, what happens if you're totally uncovered. Phoenix Insurance will be doing that class. We have a wonderful new class coming up on Campaign for Better Hearing. And tobacco cessation. We're going to make you healthy.
Oh, there you go. Thank you, Joni.
Thank you. Thank you for giving me time to just say it all, Tom.
Oh, anytime. Thank you, ma'am.
Dignity.
Thank you.